Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. Mic was not on. Sorry, starting a little late, but, 5:02, 5 o'clock, pretty much the same thing around these parts. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And as always, at this hour, you're listening to Guess What? It's time for the show again. So today, usually I just pretty much come here with either no songs planned or, a small list of stuff that I think I'm going to play and stuff like that. But I never do anything, cool theme-wise. And I was thinking today, that Pitchfork list just dropped of, their supposed best songs of the 2010s. And it's going to be something like, not exactly like that, because I didn't think about this enough to have a full list of, these are my definitive favorites. So I'm pretty much just going to go up and down throughout the decade. No one's on after me, so I'll probably go a little over an hour. Let's go 2010 up to 2019, work our way back, as many songs as we can fit in there. So to start us off, I'm going to start off with 2010. Like I said, not necessarily my favorite song from 2010, but the first one I thought of when I was, walking here. I got to think about the rest. But, Alex G played his stuff all the time, one of my favorite artists. And what his first album he put out when he was in high school in 2010, and I still hold it very close to my heart. So the first song to represent my 2010 pick is going to be Nah from Alex G. So once again, representing 2010 as of right now, is that was Gnaw by Alex G off Race, a real good one. For 2011, an album that when I was, you know, first getting into music, this guy was like, you know, 10 Tricks Point Ever, supposed to be one of the best, most well-known electronic artists. And I like couldn't stand this album the first time I listened to it. Been getting into his other stuff like over the years. The past like 3 or 4 years, been really into it. And then last night I just went back to this album Replica. That was like the first one I tried out that I didn't really like, that came out in 2011, and I absolutely loved it. So here is a track from that album. Here is Remember by 10 Tricks Point Never. Nice ambient track. It's all weird electronic stuff. So yeah, there was Remember by 10 Tricks Point Never. Really cool stuff there. Yeah, I didn't realize that was that long ago that album came out. Because I knew he's been around for a long time, but I always figured it was like at least like 2013, you know, when he was first, you know, making his name. But either way, next up, obviously, after 2011 is 2012. One of the first, you know, cool rock bands I got into when I was really getting into music early in high school was Cloud Nothings. Especially this album, Attack on Memory, I thought was wonderful. So here is one of my favorite tracks from that, Fall In by Cloud Nothings on Attack on Memory from 2012. once again. That was Fall In by Cloud Nothings, 2012. I really wish I thought of this earlier. I would have had, I'm really just trying to squeeze my brain and be like, what year did that one come out? So 2013 is always a year I always thought it was ironically the year I was like first really getting into music, but there's a lot of the stuff that came out that I remember, it not being, you know, my favorite year in terms of releases, but I just was, you know, scrolling through bands I liked, and I at one point randomly picked up this CD from the library, and although the rest of the album I'm not as hot on it as the rest of their stuff, I do remember like loving this first song. So for 2013 representing as of right now, I have to do some more research, and I don't know what came out then, but what else came out then, but here it was, It Was My Season by Aukerville River.
Still.
Once again, that was It Was My Season by Aucherville River from 2013. That was a long one, so I got a little time to do some research. Got a nice little, next round of years coming up should be planned out. So this one actually was one of the first songs I ever played on this show 2 years ago with Paul, like my freshman year, fall semester. Still, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful song from, I'm pretty sure they're Swedish, Macka Verskin. I don't really know, but this song has just always stuck in my brain. So here is Asleep from 2014 by Macka Verskin. So that was our first 2014 pick, Asleep by Mac. I'm not even going to pronounce it, you know, but a wonderful song. Next up, 2015. I remember 2015 being an absolutely wonderful year. I could name like seven albums off the top of my head that came out that year. Beach Music, Alex G dropped. To Pimp a Butterfly was that year. I'm pretty sure Father John Misty, that was, you know, he was kicking around a little bit more. So like a lot of stuff came out that I just remember 2015 being fantastic. But this is one that always is, you can always go back to. Hop Along. My favorite song from Painted Shut here is Waitress by Hop Along. Once again, that was Waitress by Hop Along. She's got just unbelievable voice. I love that. Next one is from 2016, just another awesome Philly band. I really knew this one until like later 2017, but I just was going through, back catalog of songs I got saved and remember liking. I was like, oh yeah, this one's great. I might have played it on the show before, but if not, whatever. Here is Mortal Bus Boy by Shelf Life from 2016.
You.
once again, Mortal Bus Boy by Shelf Life, representing 2016 for us right now. This next one is from 745 by Vince Staples. This is still one of my favorite albums, let alone like rap albums of this decade, Big Fish Theory. I mean, I love everything that Vince Staples has ever put out, and I will listen to anything he continues to put out. But this one still is, you know, above and beyond for me. So here is, for representing 2017 right now, here's 745 by Vince Staples.
I'm in that 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745, 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look me in my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745. All my life, man, I want fast cars, NASCARs. Cars. All my life, I want runway stars, K-Mars. All my life, I want waves at my front door. No green grass, no Porsche. I just want seashores. All my life, pretty women done tell me lies. All my life, pretty women done tell me lies. All my life, pretty women done tell me lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. I'm in that 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745, 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look me in my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745. Eyes can't hide your hate for me. Maybe it was made for the Maybelline. Spent so much trying to park the car. Barely got a tip for the maitre d'. You head straight to the oyster bar. I tread light these times speak. Play too rough, might break your heart. And them glass shoes ain't made to walk. These lonely streets, some paved, unscathed. More than dudes giving you the coldest feet. Said that you was coming through after dark. Look at the stars and hard to speak. This thing called love, real hard for me. This thing called love is a god to me. And we all just got property, so feel free to fulfill the prophecy. Adam eat apple trees. Watch out for the snakes, baby. Ocean breeze, we should get away, baby. I'm in that 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745, 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look me in my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745.
Once again, the wonderful 745 from the always reliable Vince Staples. And now, you know, we're getting pretty much to modernity. This is one I, you know, have distinct emotional, you know, connections when it came out. It was like right around the new year of 2018 when it came out. And I played this song, you know, a million times in the first couple months. I and a lot of these I've played on the show before. I'm just, you know, reminiscing and didn't plan this out too well. But anyway, here's a really, really wonderful one from Trace Mountains, you know, former Level Up member, I think. Here's Turn Twice. for representing 2018 for right now. Yeah, that one's really terrific. So, folks, you know, we've made it to the top of the mountain. Now we're at 2019. I got a couple more after we'll go back down. And then I think I got things lined up back, going back down to 2013. So we'll see how long that takes. But right now, one of my favorite songs this year from this North Carolina band, Truth Club. Don't know too much about them. I only really listened to the album that they put out. I don't know the name of it off the top of my head, which is not good. But I got to give it a couple more listens. But this song has, you know, I heard it came out in like April as a single. Blew me away when it happened. And then this week I went back to it and was like, oh man, this is a really good song. I don't know if I can pick one single one this year to be my favorite, but this one's definitely up there. So here is Tethering by Truth Club.
Yesterday. Unspoken, but always known that a tight end does not let go without slipping from force command. Then the sensation just seems to end. There
Once again, that was Tethering by Truth Club. Now we're falling back down, going back to 2018. One of my favorite artists doing it right now put out this little short, sweet EP. I think every song is absolutely perfect. And here's the first one, the opener from that one that I can always, you know, kind of a timeless song, can always go back to. Even though it's only been, you know, a year and change since it's been released, I can still call it timeless, I guess. Here is Brown Horse by Spencer Radcliffe. Yeah, real good one there. I guess in the end, all the horses really do run towards the big field in the sky. Next up, going back to 2017, friend of the show, Matt Ellen, wonderful singer-songwriter out of Baltimore, living it up in New York City right now. I still think this is one of the most impressive albums I've heard. Definitely someone I know make, but also just someone in my general age bracket. You know, he's 2 years past it now, but still a really wonderful album, All's Not Lost. I can pretty much pick anyone from that album, but here is, I'm trying to pick one I haven't played because I've played a bunch of his stuff before. I think this one's a new one. Here is Day I Suppose by Matt Ellen. Once again, the always wonderful Matt Ellen with Day, I Suppose. So that was 2017. A real quick one here from, like, it's like a pretty much like an indie, mid-2010s indie, like, super group, Julia Brown, but a really wonderful project. This is a song that pretty much anytime it snows, I throw it on instantly. Whenever I'm going outside and I'm walking around and it's snowing, this is like the first song I throw on. So here is Possession by Julia Brown. Yeah, quick one from that project. I don't even know where my brain is at right now, folks. I apologize. Got three more left. This is, going back to 2015. Seth Avett of, famous Avett Brothers band, Jessica Lee Mayfield, wonderful singer-songwriter, have this cool calm covers album of all Elliott Smith covers. And here is a take on Roman Candle, which is, a very downtrodden early, completely acoustic Elliott Smith song that they make into a little of a banger here, folks. So here is Roman Candle, as performed by Seth Avett and Jessica Lee Mayfield. Last couple ones of the night here, folks. Back to 2014, which I can't believe this album came out in 2014. That just seems absolutely insane to me. I would have said 2016 the earliest. 2015 maybe if you had held a gun in my head. But 2014 just seems absurd, folks. And that's how you know that time is just getting out of hand. But either way, enough talking. Here's Blondes Have More Fun by the wonderful Fourth Wanderers.
Make me have you.
There we go, folks. You know, a big trip, journey through the decade, wonderful 2010s. Oh, what a time they've been. Oh, what a time tonight has been. As always, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this has been, guess what? It's time for the show again with me, Calvin Sharp. Lastly, here's another 2013 pick, a very somber piano ballad from the likes of Coma Cinema, called, you know, the same as the album title, Posthumous. I can't really pronounce that word, and I'm so tired and sick of being here, so I apologize, people. Here is the last song. Good night.
Knowing one thing.